This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. A racially tense college in Missouri finally confronts a segregated culture, and the president of the institution is out. Timothy Wolf, president of the University of Missouri System, has resigned after weeks of student protests against the school's handling of racial tensions over alleged abusive behavior by majority white students against blacks.
I stand before you today, and I take full responsibility for this frustration, and I take full responsibility for the inaction that has occurred.
President Wolf succumbed ultimately to outrage from the leadership of the Board of Trustees, who quietly pushed him out the door. By today, the board had boycotts, a hunger strike, student protests, more abusive allegations, and a football team in open revolt. The NCAA Division I SEC Conference Mizzou football team had promised to boycott Saturday's game against Brigham Young unless President Wolf resigned. Mizzou would have had to pay BYU $1 million to forfeit the game. Joining us is Ryan Famuliner, who's news director of public radio station KBIA. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, John, thanks. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about Wolf first, President Wolf. What's his style here? How has he been caught in this? And why did he delay? Any indication?
Sure. So Tim Wolf comes from a mostly business background. He is a graduate of the University of Missouri and native Missourian, has been in the position since 2012. Approached it as many university leaders are now in public universities, you know, trying to bring some business sense to the public university profile. And so there's been a lot of issues that have come along with that over recent months, some cuts to graduate student insurance subsidies and waivers for tuition, things like that. But then what he really got caught up in that brought all this pressure recently is some of the racist incidents that have been happening here at the University of Missouri. So
if we're to take that sort of corporate approach, he's kind of focusing on the bottom line by cutting some programs not popular and trying to protect the brand by being inward looking rather than outward looking when a racial abuse crisis like this unfolds.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment, and just being cautious. And I think for the students that have protested, that caution has been viewed as permission for this type of behavior to exist and continue. We had a number of incidents that happened over recent months. One of the Missouri Student Association president was called the N-word in public out on campus. The Legion of Black Collegians has a separate homecoming ceremony, and they were rehearsing for a ceremony the night before the homecoming game a few weeks ago. And again, a young inebriated white student comes up and yells racial slurs at the students, the ones that are selected for the homecoming court, obviously some of the best and brightest of these students. What really irritated the students was the lack of time, the lack of a quick response from Wolf. There were also some other protests directly at Wolf, the homecoming parade. For example, they actually stopped Wolf's car. There were this concerned student group 1950. That's the name of the group. The 1950 comes from the year that African-American students were first admitted to the University of Missouri in 1950. And this group actually stopped Wolf's car, convertible as he was riding around in the homecoming parade. And Wolf sat in the car for about 10 minutes. It's kind of awkward watching the video. Doesn't really engage with the group. There's actually some kind of counter demonstrations from the people in the audience along the route because they don't really understand what's going on. And, the students that were participating saw it as not being included. They're basically chants trying to get the students to clear the way for the president. And that's where the student that you mentioned earlier that instigated the hunger strike, he was part of that group that was blocking the car and saw that, I think, as a pivotal moment for him when Wolf could have taken a stand to come down and talk and hear what the students had to say, but instead stayed in his car.
Well, this Nixonian almost awkwardness has really been a feature of this as it's unfolded. The media has gotten involved late because, or at least the national media has gotten involved late because of the Jonathan Butler hunger strike and the demand that the president step down or the football team would boycott the upcoming BYU game. Let's listen to just a sense of the outrage of individual students. Here's, I believe, homecoming king Peyton Head, who spoke with KSDK News over this weekend, a very tense weekend at the University of Missouri.
This isn't just me who is going through this. These are students coming from all different backgrounds who endure this.
and endured this is N-words and symbols being written on university property. That's give us the nature of the allegations beyond the use of the N-word.
Sure. And Peyton Head, I should mention, was also the student association president. So he is the one that months ago was verbally assaulted out off campus, but downtown. And I would say that brought a lot of national attention at that point, too. But it had been, as you said, it had been relatively stagnant until the hunger strike. And then over the weekend, it was really Saturday night that the football players announced a small group of football players. Shouldn't say small. It's hard to tell exactly how many, 30 or so were in a photo. We're going to boycott any activities. But then within, 36 hours, we have a resignation. It goes back at MU. If I'm being honest, I mean, we're in the same state as Ferguson. And so when those happened, the incidents of Ferguson happened last year, I don't want to necessarily, put this off on this as a remnant of Ferguson, but a lot of the same students and Jonathan Butler that are taking part in these demonstrations were also taking part at going to Ferguson to demonstrate, or demonstrating here in support of incidents in Ferguson, or the protests in Ferguson, I should say.
Certainly what happened in Ferguson had a widespread impact around the state and the governor's office. What's puzzling on the university campus is that white leaders would not understand just how volatile a situation this is and would attempt to ignore it and until it got out of hand. That's what's so puzzling. University of Missouri, it's a big school. It's not in a bubble.
Right. Yeah. I think that's – people have been asking me, why is Tim Wolf being pressured to resign? And it's not so easy to say that he broke a law and that's why. You mentioned Nixon. It's not like he broke some law and it's so clear. It kind of requires a little bit of nuance for understanding of the situation that's been here. It really is a frustration with that delay. In fact, the chancellor here at the University of Missouri, R. Bowen Lofton, saw a lot of similar criticism early on. And then after that incident with the Legion of Black Collegians homecoming court, Chancellor Lofton came out pretty strong, issued a video statement saying this will not stand. We can't have this kind of things happening on campus, and instituted mandatory diversity training for incoming students and faculty and staff. And I think that kind of took the target off of Lofton's back, but we didn't see any similar strong statements from Wolf, at least not very quickly, until students began saying, why aren't we hearing more?
Although it seems as though from what you're describing and a lot of what I've read over the weekend, that in part this is a bottom-up situation, that this is 70% white school, 30% black and people of color, that this is a difficult, slightly tense campus environment to begin with. And I'm wondering how students talk about everything that's going on, whites and blacks.
Sure. I think this has brought it to the forefront more than it has been for a long time. It's not a new issue. It goes back decades, and it's not the first time we've had really terrible incidents happening on campus. We had a few years ago some national interest in a story where we had two white students who threw cotton balls in front of the Black Culture Center here on campus. These incidents happen, spring up every now and then, and I think what these students are seeing is a lot of these are not new issues, and we haven't seen a real focused effort to try to change the climate here. That's the phrase you see a lot, is how can we change the climate here on campus? There was an initiative called One Mizzou in recent years that has now kind of fizzled out because one of the leaders, a former deputy chancellor, Mike Middleton, who I expect, I don't want to make a prediction, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's somebody that comes in interim leadership, was leading that. An African-American, he was one of the first, maybe the first African-American admitted to the MU Law School, and has been a leader on these issues. But he, with our new administration, has retired, still active in the community and in town, but not active on campus. So, there have been initiatives to take this on, but no initiative has really, as you're seeing, has really changed the hearts and minds of a lot of people here of all races on campus.
And that's going to be the challenge going forward. What sorts of symbols, activities that would represent solidarity between whites and blacks as the university tries to preserve a sense of tranquility there on campus? Now that Timothy Wolf, the president of the University of Missouri system, is gone. Ryan Familiner, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Ryan Familiner is news director of public radio station KBIA.